completions in there. You know, maybe a couple checkdowns and different things like that, moving around the pocket. I think that's the next step for this offense is, you know, when things break down is, you know, guys moving around, getting open and different things like that. Yeah, we did it a couple of times, but we felt like there's still plays out there that we can be made.
What do you think this offense is, Andy, coming off this, you know, this brutal 5-6-game stretch? Do you think it has to have some major changes, or do you think it's tweaking at this point? Or
no, I mean, we just got a brutal 5-game stretch that we won most of those games. So obviously the offense could have played better, but we did enough to you know, win the game. And so, we, like I said, I mean, off-season sounds where you find areas that you didn't do as well as you wanted to, and you try to fix them.
Says third down success is based on first down success, and that game's a great example of it. They did well on first down, and like you said, you had a lot of second and third and longs because of lack of first down execution.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier to convert third and 2 to 5 than third and 8 to 10. So, I mean, we got to be better on first and second down to be better on third down. But even if we are in those longer situations, we got to find ways to convert, and we got to find ways to make plays. And you know, unfortunately, in the game, we didn't do it enough.
Do you think the play calling was sufficient, or would you like to see a little bit more mixing it up?
I mean, we can't worry about play calling. Play calling, whatever's called, we have to expect it to work. We have to make it work. And so, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we like I said, we had chances in the game. We had you know, plays that could have been made, but you know, at the end of the day, we didn't make them.
You do a great job of okay, that play's over, move on to the next play, don't harbor it, good or bad. When some of your teammates struggle in that area, how can you help them, like, not linger, have a bad play linger for a series or a quarter or a half?
Yeah, I mean, I try to do everything I can to get guys motivated, and they say they do you know, miss an assignment or different things like that. I tried to do everything I can to make them know that I'm not worried about it, that you're going to make a play that's going to help us win the game. I'm saying that to guys, you know, whatever it is, if guys get tight when that happens, try to loosen them up, maybe, you know, make fun of something, just do different things like that to try to get them going. So, you know, I try to do whatever I can to, you know, let them forget about it.
You had said coming in that you had coming in to spring ball that you wanted to work on the long ball accuracy. Where do you think that is now?
There's still plays that I could have made. Different thing. I still think I can improve on it. I think that's an area that if I hit a couple of those longer throws in some of these games, it changes the game. So you know, I've got to be better. You know, at that phase of the game.
It's like you threw a great one to AJ in the third quarter. I mean, it's like. Clearly, you can do it. So, is it just a matter of getting consistency?
Yeah, I got to be more consistent. I got to, you know, make a play. Got to put it in a spot where at least they've got a chance to make the play, and you know, I've got to do a better job of that.
How comfortable with you are you with, you know, maybe at the line, identifying coverages and matchups? I mean, do you feel like you can grow in that area? So,
yeah, I've got a great understanding of what teams are doing. I think I took a huge step forward this year with protections, changing points, doing different things, knowing what's coming at us. And so, obviously, I can look at that and you know, find ways to keep getting better at it. But I felt like that was a you know, something, you know, in my game that I got a lot better of and took a lot more control of this year.
I, as a former lineman, look at pockets, you know, and, it's not always linemen all the time, it's other things too, but when you were on your 4-game winning streak, big space in the pocket. When you struggled offensively, even though still winning, not as much space in the pocket. I mean, you're only human. Quarterbacks don't like to get hit. They don't like their space invaded. Did you notice that to be a significant difference?
Yeah, I didn't really notice it. I obviously, you know, for me, I've got to be able to move around the pocket and still make plays. It's not always going to be, you know, a nice, clean pocket like I had in college. But, you know, I think that it's an area that, if, you know, for me, I can get better at is moving around and keeping plays alive, you know, with my feet.
Do you have a message for some of the Bengal faithful out there, the hopefuls?
Yeah, I felt like we improved from last year. know, I think that we'll take another step forward next year, and we expect to get back to playoffs and not just get there, but to make a run at it.
You said the one thing you think this offense has to do is kind of get better when plays break down. That'd be
I think it's definitely a, when it's not, drawn up exactly how you expect it to get, and you don't get exactly what you think you're going to get, and when you're moving around, you're extending plays. We've got to be better. You watch games on Sundays, and you see huge plays made when the quarterback's outside the pocket, and I feel like that's an area we can get better. I mean, we made some plays this year, but I feel like we can make a lot more.
I think the receivers, you're a little bit more stable receiver now. Last year at this time, you really didn't have anybody coming back except AJ. Do you think you might meet with these guys a little bit sooner and get going a little bit sooner now that you know who you have?
Yeah, I think it's an area where we'll definitely talk about. We'll definitely try to get better, whether it be with some kind of drill work or different things. But we got to make sure everybody's on the same page when things do happen like that.
Seems like this time of year, anytime you don't win a championship, the blame automatically goes to the quarterback. Is that something you've just always dealt with, or is it something you hear, or do you just dismiss it?
I mean, it's part of it. It's the position. You get more praise than you deserve, and you get more criticism than you deserve. So, it's part of it. I'm not worried about it. I know the player that I am, and, I'm not too worried about it.
I mean, a month ago you were – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Always that fine line for a quarterback. We've talked about it many times, between careless with the ball and careful with the ball and conservative with the ball. You know, there's that pendulum to seize as the offense struggled. Do you think it got more conservative overall? And do you think you felt almost like, that was what was happening out there? Everybody up and down the line of scrimmage was conservative?
I wouldn't say that we were conservative. It was just
predictable, maybe.
No, it's we had chances to make plays. I mean, you think back to some of the plays that we could have made in different games, and if we make those plays, I mean, it changes everything.
There's no conversation.
We've got to improve. We got to get better. We got to find ways to, in crunch time, make the plays.